Hello and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver and I am completely happy to give you meditation instruction. I'm really happy to do it. And today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start right now. I'll give you the full instruction. So if it's your first time, don't worry. We'll go through it step by step. And to begin, take your seat if you haven't already. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, as I am. You'll have to take my word for that. But it's also equally good to sit in a chair. So if you're sitting in a chair, please just sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get settled, I want to remind myself and you, since you're here too, of the most important quality that the most important quality in our meditation practice. And I say remind myself because I forget it all the time. We come to meditation, you know, the great majority of the time because we want to change something about our lives. We want to feel more peaceful. We want to feel more relaxed. We want to feel more at ease. And this is great. These are great motivations. But when we sit down to practice, we attempt to get there by being mean to ourselves. Like, you better do it right. She said, sit up straight. I think you might be slouching. You need to, you know, follow your breath. You missed a breath. Oh my God, you'll never get this right. So just, you know, try again. So in other words, we try to become peaceful through being harsh towards ourselves. That's not going to work. I can basically promise that. So instead of trying to do it right, we just try to be with ourselves as we are. And when things go well, you know, like if you have a peaceful kind of meditation where you're able to stay with your breath and there's not, you know, a lot of speedy, crazy thoughts, great. That's awesome. However, when you have a icky meditation session, like I can't follow one half of a breath and I'm speeding and I'm anxious and no problem. That too is great. Doesn't feel as good, I understand. But the point of meditation is not that it should be easy or that you should be good at it. In fact, being good at it is one of the notions that is most refreshing and delightful to just release altogether. Because I can promise you, without knowing you, that in all the other areas of your life, you're already trying really hard to be good enough. This is one area where you do not have to do that. So instead of trying to do it right, do it well, be good at it, get an A, just sit here with ourselves exactly as we are. And through this gentleness, this gentle self-acceptance, whether we show up, you know, pretty or show up ugly or something in between, is far more conducive to a peaceful life than any kind of pushing. So without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. So we can begin our practice together by relaxing. And we can relax our bodies by really giving our weight to the cushion or chair, whatever you're sitting on. I don't know about you, but I often have this sense that I'm sort of floating, hovering above my life, kind of nervous to land. But in meditation, we can let go of any such nervousness or hesitation and just land. Be right here. It's relaxing. And we can relax our minds by giving up expectations that it will be good or bad or boring or fun or so relaxing to just give those things up for 10 minutes. So sit up straight and really feel your own natural elegance as you sit up straight. The body has an innate dignity, and you can feel that. And with this sense of upliftedness and dignity, let your front body be very soft. Let your belly relax. Let your heart relax, your throat. Let there be a sense of expanding openness, which you can afford because you have a strong back to support it all. The mouth is closed and the breath is natural, in and out through the nose, meaning there's no breathing technique. Just breathing. And the eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet or 1.5 meters in front of you. And it's just a resting point for your gaze. It's not something you're supposed to stare at. Simply allow your eyes to rest on that spot, but let the whole visual field in at the same time. This should feel like a softening of the eyes. Or not. That's how it feels to me. And let the crown of the head reach up a little bit. And notice that you are breathing. Just feel the breath coming in and out of the body. Feel the sense of expansion, perhaps, on the inhale, and of release on the exhale. Inhale, taking in, and exhale, letting go. You can feel your body doing this, taking in breath and letting it go. In the meantime, of course, your mind continues to think things, which is a very good sign. If it suddenly stopped, it would be weird. No problem. Just let your mind be as it is. Imagine that your thoughts are like a room full of children playing in the room next door, and you can sort of hear it, but you don't have to get down in it with them. Just listen while you stay with the breath. The breath sort of becomes your world for these few minutes. And if you notice that you get up and go into the other room for any reason, no problem. When you notice, just let go of that thought, mentally come back into this room and begin again, riding the ebb and flow of breath. Thank you so much for your practice.